buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Who's got the butter? Where's the butter?
Don't mention
There's no butter.
Don't, I'm going to cry.
Mayday. Jane Kennedy has lost it. No butter.
I'll get
to the bottom of that. I don't know what is wrong with you, woman, but you're completely out of order today.
Coke Zero.
Vale Coke Zero.
This is another reason I'm panicking.
I'm panicking. I'm hoarding.
Me too.
This is
what are we going to do?
This is a very black
day. Everyone. I've got this incredible story. It's going to blow your mind.
We're going to pick it.
Distressing.
We're going to pick it. We're going to set ourselves on fire out the front of every supermarket in this country and reverse
I feel
this.
Like I've done it with barbecue shapes.
Yeah.
I tried to get rid of them. I protested.
Well,
we're going to get it back.
You're going again, girly.
Yep.
Here we go, over the trenches once more. Highest paid tradies, Jane.
Well, it's a very interesting discovery for me.
What?
Who the highest paid tradies? Stand by.
Stand by.
I'm not going to tell you who it is now.
All right.
You can have a guess.
Roof Tyler.
Roof Tyler.
We said no guessing, Dave.
Sorry, guys.
Jeez.
Roof Tyler. Do you know there's not... I mean, it's quite a specialist job.
Thank you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not if you're from Ireland.
Oh,
not if you're from Ireland and you've been featured on a
current
affair.
I know, I had a Scottish roof, Tyler, I have to tell you. I really did.
Okay, right, we'll get to the bottom of that. Is that Tradie Janie?
It is Tradie Janie at her best.
What else have you got?
I've got some tech talks, tech news for you. Really interesting one.
I'm all over this.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm like a
young actually, not all
Zuckerberg. Mickey Zuckerberg, please.
No,
I write code.
There is a new trend that is that's coming on.
All right.
No, I don't like it.
Hey, guess who's swinging by the studio today? Andy Lee.
Oh, he's a good guy.
And you badmouthed him yesterday. You need to seriously possibly apologise for an outrageous slur.
Don't need to do anything of the sort. You were the one sticking it into him because you claimed that Hamish and Andy had fake Twitter followers.
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
I wouldn't do that, Andy.
All right,
Andy sound like me?
Andy can explain.
He'll be in later. He's going to talk spas as well. I can't wait to hear that. And we'll have Harden Up. We'll be in full flight. There's a couple of people we're honouring in particular. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. It's all happening on today's big program. Welcome to you. And just quickly.
What?
I've forgotten. Oh, yeah.
What?
Andy Lee. Do I owe him, a Mitcoin?
What do you mean?
I'll give him a Mitcoin today. We did it. Exchange for a...
Golf club, wasn't it?
Golf club.
Yeah.
And I haven't given it to him.
Oh, you did well out of that, didn't you?
So
that was, in fact, was a really good club. You did very well.
It's not working.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not shooting the lights out.
Well, you might have to practice.
I'm not sure it's worth a whole Mitcoin.
You might not have to just sit and watch sport.
Okay, you're
today.
Cranky. Why are you cranky?
Because I'm not cranky. I'm just feeling mother's guilt.
What happened?
We're a run out of butter.
Well, that is bad parenting. Mm.
And can I tell you, though?
Did you have nothing? Wait, you should see my fridge. I ran out of butter in 1972. All I've got is something up the back that's green
and
two cheese slices.
I know, I've seen your fridge. It's very spare.
It actually looks
like an anorexic model's fridge.
And it's clearly not.
It's got
police tape around it. It says crime scene.
No, I can't tell you how uptight. I meant to get...
What happened? You've just...
I was doing a million things today and I knew there was no one. Saying to the kids, do you mind having a sandwich with no butter on it today? And they sort of looked at me a bit, oh, I suppose if I have to. And then they said, can we have jam? I said, no, you're not having jam. That'd be ridiculous.
Right, instead of butter.
Yeah, they said, can we have a jam sandwich? I go, what kind of hellhole do you think
we're
living in?
Love a jam sandwich.
You're
losing
control.
But that's not very healthy, is it? So I'm sending them off with a salami sandwich with no butter. Mm. And then I've realised, oh, my God, I've got no butter and I'm in at work. And I was really upset. No, I've just lost it.
You haven't been doing a great job here, to tell you the truth.
What do you mean?
Well,
that's actually...
You know, let's just say you've run out of butter a few times here. And I mean that in terms of what you bring to the table.
I will cry in a minute. That's not true.
Could you cry today?
No.
Is it time?
Make me cry. Yeah, it's time.
I'd love to make you cry. Can we do it? Have we got the opener?
We can...
Find the opener for me.
Yeah,
that's one of my favourite segments of all time.
Anyway, no.
Well, I'm furious.
Why?
I am ropeable myself.
Why? Okay. Oh, you were... Actually... You flew through the office door today in a rage.
Well, I flew through the office door eventually when I was allowed in.
What do you mean?
So I occasionally, Jane, forget my card. Shut up,
well,
Dave.
The security the security in this company.
Very
and this
tight.
Radio station is full on. You'd think we were.
You can't walk around and you've got to scan to get into places.
Well, it's like the opening titles to Get Smart. It's as hard as that to get in. Now, listen.
I know what happens.
So when you forget your pass,
yeah,
you have to. And we're on the first floor. There's a lift. It takes you to the first floor. Ding! Doors open. Hello, I'm in my office. Mm. So I've forgotten my pass.
Yeah.
So I have to ring on the intercom. Ding dong. I have to ring another radio station. Not mine.
An opposition radio station.
I have to ring another radio station. Yeah. She goes, I can get you up to level 2. Ding.
Is that your impression of our reception?
That's my favourable impression.
So, that's right. She won't be listening to have the other station on now.
She works at another radio station, so she can't hear me. Anyway, so then I get buzzed. She's got to go to level 2. So now I go up to level 2. I have to go through the foyer of the entrance to another radio station.
You have to say who you are.
She goes, gee, it's a long ways. And I go, yes.
Did you have to say who you are?
Everybody knows who I am. There's a poster of me opposite the lift. If you look out the window, Jane, there's a friggin' billboard with my picture on it.
Oh, no.
So now I've got to go through the entrance to another radio station, go through another radio station, come down.
You must be exhausted.
Yeah, come down a
flight of stairs and come back to where I would have got off in the first place.
Mate, you've done more than you've 27 steps today.
Oh, mate, my GPS, I clocked it.
To have a lie down.
Are you serious?
No, I know. That's insane.
So then I came.
It's insane.
Then
it's happened to me.
I came in and let's just say the language is a bit ripe and I may have thrown my weight around.
I got told off in a lift once. By Bird, I said, I haven't got a pass. Can I please get up? She crossed her arms and did the tap. You know that? When people tap their elbow.
Yeah.
And she said, no, I'm sorry. I said, but I'm on air.
Go to the other radio station.
No, sorry, got to go up. Anyway.
Oh, you cop that.
Oh, yeah.
You cop that. What do you do when you leave
the pub? Wait down there till someone I know is ready to go up and then I'll jump in with
you. If you're in a hurry.
Well, so you shouldn't do that because you'll be confused with a homeless person.
How dare you.
Someone will move you along. Mate, come on, mate. You know what I'd do? I'd flip you a Goldie and say, come on, mate. Get out of the way.
All right, come on. I'm going to make you a cup of tea. You need a cup of tea? No, you don't need.
You need a
Coke Zero.
If only we had a supermarket downstairs. Oh, that's another flight of stairs for me to walk, so that won't happen.
Hey, a quick apology
to Julie.
To Julie, receptionist.
Who's a fan of the show.
Who listens every afternoon.
All the time.
I may have lashed out, Julie. And
She'd be understanding, I'm sure.
Julie's just doing her job.
Yep.
But you could understand my frustration at this autocratic boss I work for. Hey, this company, it's so cold. So cold. Imagine sending one of your star talents.
I know.
On some kind of goose chase. Just so.
I know.
They're lucky to have me. Jane Kennedy.
You should have like a fingerprint that you just touch.
That's it.
And I should have eyeballs. So when you see me give you the stink eye down at the lift.
Or just like a lift guard or someone.
Just let him up.
You know what you need? A lift person. Human being.
No, you know what I need?
What?
One of those chairs that goes up the rails.
I cannot wait. You are seriously going to get that in one of your...
Hey, now listen, I'm upset today.
So am I.
This is a black day. Black armbands. Black armbands are
on,
as we say, valet to the great Coke Zero.
I don't know if I think I'll ever get over this.
You know, the Coke Zero's got me through some...
Me too.
Some good times, some bad times.
I mean, I turn to it when there's no Chardonnay left.
I turn to it about 10 times a day. I turn to it first thing in the morning.
Snap.
Sometimes before a shower.
Maybe I have too. I have it with lemon.
Do you?
And lime sometimes.
A little bit of Jack Daniels.
No.
Occasion.
Well, guess what?
It's Coke Zero no more.
And I'm not falling for the
redundant spin. This is bullshit.
I'm not falling for the spin.
Ooh.
Coke Zero to be phased out from August 1. Oh.
From August 1 and gone from our stores by... Turn up that music, please. Turn it up.
Oh, you want it up? I'll be fine.
Not too loud.
I'm trying to make Jane cry. I think it will be phased out completely by September. Am I right?
That's
or am
correct.
I wrong?
That's correct.
Never to be seen again.
Never to be seen again in this country.
Which is why I'm hoarding.
Yeah, I'm going to hoard too.
If you want a Coke Zero from me, it'll be $20 a can for the next 5 years. Come
so
and see
generous.
Me. It's like a speakeasy. This is how Prohibition started.
I know. Can you turn the music off now?
Yeah, we're just doing it.
Thank you. Oof. I just can't concentrate on the Coke Zero thing.
You can get everyone hooked. And then you try and take something off the public they
do
love.
That?
There'll be like speakeasies. There'll be little slots in the doors.
Here's
Got Coke Zero.
The spin I cannot stand is when people who represent the company come out and say, 3.5 million Australians have enjoyed Coke No Sugar since its launch.
That is a poor man's version of the Coke Zero. You're not fooling
That's
anyone.
That's BS.
That's and muddy water.
You know what they're doing? They are already taking Coke Zero off the shelves, and they're flooding No Sugar so that it's only the only one available. And that's why they say their sales are going so strong, because they've already been sneaking it off the shelves. Hey, it's not the same taste.
I don't like it. I mean, you know what? I've been this angry since Holden removed the ashtray from their cars.
Well, I understand that.
And when the Colonel temporarily stopped producing the bucket.
Well, fair enough.
Now I went.
Well, you know how ropeable I was when they changed barbecue shapes.
Well, you went to town on that.
I did.
I mean, you launched a,
I was on
a campaign.
I was on television about it. I launched a campaign, and in the end, they listened to
me. You went on a hunger strike. It wasn't a hunger strike. You just didn't eat the new barbecue shapes.
Correct. I went on a shape strike. And it was victorious.
You went on a shape strike.
I went on a shape strike.
This is unbelievable.
Sorry, I also have got, there's a few things that are off my shelves as well annoying. LCM bars, you know those rice bubble bars, the plain ones?
Yeah. They're no good.
Gone.
Oh, no kidding.
No, they've got all the ones with yogurt, don't want that. Chocolate, no thanks. Lollies, no. I just want the plain rice bubble ones. What's happened to those?
Why can't I just have my Coke Zero?
I don't know, Mick, and I'm going to take this to the top.
Have you seen me struggling with the no sugar?
Yeah, I have.
Have you seen me?
You don't. You wince. You screw your face up when you taste it. I don't get it.
I managed to chug through it.
We did have an explanation. Remember, we asked Russell Howcroft
offered this
from Gruen, and this is his explanation of why they're changing it.
It's growing throughout the world. It's also around sugar tax, and it's making sure that people are aware that there is a option without sugar. Very, very important. Coke Zero doesn't say no sugar. So they need.
Oh, you've got to be a nong not to know.
Well, I bet you there's plenty of research that says that people don't know that it's got no sugar.
Well, they deserve to have diabetes.
Anyway, that's on Gruen.
So, well,
that's
they would have researched that within an inch of their lives before they did
Mate,
it, right?
They're not.
What did you just say?
They deserve to have diabetes.
Well, I didn't mean that. But I meant,
jeez,
clearly,
dirty up, don't you?
Clearly, Coke Zero had no sugar, and that was
Coke
the whole
Zero.
Thing.
Do you know what?
Sure, it's got poisonous chemicals. but that's all right.
Yeah, but we'll all take that.
Come on.
But, you know, originally, it was called Coke Zero because they didn't want to call it Diet Coke because men didn't like buying things with diet in it. So they came up with the idea to call it Coke Zero, which sounds tough.
With the black label on the can.
It's better than that rubbish
you
they're
clowns.
Serving up now, Coca-Cola.
No.
You have awoken
You've
the
lost
sleeping
it.
Giant.
You've lost it. We're angry.
Ghana, a marshal, all our troops, and we're going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go in with an axe and smash open cans of no sugar, like in Prohibition days with
really?
Alcohol. Yeah.
Have it all spurred out everywhere. We'll film that.
You film that.
There's a promo.
I'll be topless.
Got some calls coming through, guys.
All right. Kurt, what do you want to say, Kurt?
Hello, Mickey.
What's going on, mate?
Oh, I love you and Jane. I've been a fan since the Late Show.
Good man.
Thank you.
All right. Now, what do you got to add to this debate?
Mate. They phased out Jim Beam Black, cans of black as we call them. They were 6% and the bastards tried to sneak them down to 5% without telling anyone.
Okay, just a quick word, Kurt. What's that got to, what's that got to do with our
It's when they're changing. They're changing formulas because they've changed the taste.
You need me to draw you a picture, Mickey?
I'm with you, Kurt.
I've got Kurt. Jeez,
come on, he hasn't had a Coke Zero.
You know I'm on board, Kurt.
What are you doing drinking Coke Zero anyway?
I don't know, man. It makes me feel better about all the alcohol I consume. Kurt, give Kurt a prize.
Yeah, you got a prize back to you, Kurt.
We hear you paying, Kurt.
Michael, what have you got to add to this robust debate?
Mick, you got to suck it up, Princess.
Why?
Suck it up.
Hold on, I've got a hard no.
I'm not a large Coke drinker, but I was drinking that Zero for a while, and I cracked a can of that No Sugar one the other day. It's the same, bro.
It's not, dude.
You know what?
No, it's not.
I'll bet you he's calling us from Coca-Cola headquarters.
Yes. He is at Amatil headquarters actually, right
and
now.
And you know what I imagine that as? The Death Star. Like a Death Star with a Darth Vader type sitting behind boardroom table at Coke headquarters going, give them what they want.
Incorrect.
No.
I'm a truck driver.
Ah, well, give him a prize.
Yeah, all right, you got a prize back coming your way.
All right.
Thank you, Michael.
Well done.
That.
Get involved. I tell you what, you want to get involved, give us a call, throw in your 10 cents, get on board.
133353.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy, apparently the Coke overlords are phasing out one of your favourite drinks, which is Coke Zero,
Those
and
bastards.
You're not happy, Mick.
I think when you take something that's loved off our shelves for no reason that we can understand, you're up to something. You're dabbling in the dark arts of
you are.
Pop
Well, they're definitely in financial gain because obviously it's more marketable to put out a product that says no sugar, and everyone's such an idiot they don't understand that Coke no Coke just, Zero means it doesn't have sugar as well.
Don't
idiots.
Get it. I
Come
don't
on.
Get it. You crack the code, you get the public on board, you get them to fall in love with your beautiful product, and then you yank it from the shelves.
It's not fair. I don't care how many of you tell us it's the same taste. It's not.
It is not. Hey, let's throw the rundown out the window and just keep dancing down this track for a while. Kim, you're furious.
I am disgusted.
Yeah, right. Well, describe what. How many would you have a day or a week?
You're a Coke Zero woman.
I am a Coke Zero, and the no sugar, it's watered, it's terrible, it's disgusting.
Yep.
And what about Coke Zero? How many of those do you whoop
Coke
a week?
Coke Zero, I actually chase Coke Zero every week from Coles to Woolworths, whatever's on special. It's only available in the 1125.
Yep.
But I will maybe between 12 and 18 a week.
What?
Cans?
1.25 litre bottles.
Bottles?
Wow. Yes.
Do you pour it in a glass? And
well, you may have an issue here.
Yeah, or I mix it, I drink it, I go always.
But you live on it. You
I do.
It's your life.
I'd hook myself up to a drip, a Coke Zero drip, if it was allowed to be done. I get a Coke Zero enema.
Kim, for God's sakes, Kim, he's gone down that track. But what are we going to do, Kim? I hear your pain. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll give you a prize. Jason, what's going on, mate?
Oh, Jason just dropped out.
Jason?
Okay,
let's get back to
Paul.
Hey, Paul. Hi, g'day, guys. How are you?
G'day. Good, Paul. Tell me about your Coke Zero situation.
Yeah, mate, it tastes the same, but they changed it because the dumb Americans didn't realise there was no sugar.
Now, Paul, I do need to pick you up on this. It is, in fact, a different recipe because I have the nutritional breakdown of it here, and there's a different amount of sodium involved. And I've got to tell you that they've based no sugar on the real regular Coke flavour, which a lot of us don't like.
I prefer Coke Zero to normal Coke.
That's right. So I'm sorry to say you're incorrect, but you're wrong.
It's a great hangover, you know, just to smash a can of Coke Zero.
I was excited when
it
came
out. It's like Popeye when he has some spinach. You just murder the can.
It's totally
crunch
different.
It up.
Totally different to Diet Coke as well.
No, Diet Coke, well, you know what you can do with that.
Hey, Jason.
G'day, Jane.
I would embalm myself in Coke Zero.
Embalmed in Coke Zero? Yes, does that appeal to you, Jace?
All my Coke gets watered down with JD, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Right. Oh, so you don't care?
Oh, not really, Mickey.
Really?
Well, thanks for calling. thanks for calling, Jason. Just to say how indifferent you are.
But Jason, that means you could go to Aldi and get your regular Coke then. You'd really
don't need
any.
Just get a no-name brand.
There
you go.
Where were the old Cokes?
As long as it's got JD in it, mate. Kate,
what was the old ones that was really good? There was
RC Cola.
RC Cola. Yeah. Yeah. Export Cola.
Export Cola.
Yeah. Export Cola's real. Move over all your colas. Export Cola's had a hot chick in a bikini.
Of course it did.
Every ad did, didn't they?
That's where Elle McPherson got her start.
An ad for a bank.
Exactly.
That had a chick in a bikini.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
What's wrong?
Oh, I'm just listening, mate. And you mentioned Dark Art before. I think, mate, if you're not going to drink the new rubbish, because it does taste disgusting, go to the dark side, mate. You're going to have to go Pepsi Max.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, you're calling us from Pepsi headquarters, aren't you?
Wow.
Pepsi Co.
I'm going to trace this call. Pepsi Max. I haven't drunk a Pepsi since you set fire to Michael Jackson's head.
And that was the start of his whole decline.
That was it.
He had to go on the painkillers and that was it.
Well done, Steve. Andy, what do you got for us, mate?
Hey, Mick and Jane, how you going, guys?
You're upset, obviously.
Oh, mate, look, I'm a little bit like Jason, but I water my Coke Zero down with a bit of Bundy rum or the famous Crown.
Sounds like you might have done a bit of watering already this afternoon.
Yeah, mate, yeah, but that's not the reason I'm calling. When I'm having a drink, I like to munch on a Pringles or two.
Yeah.
Have you had a Pringles lately?
I haven't.
What's going on?
The same size bloody chew, but you open them up and the actual chips are about the size of a 50-cent coin.
No. Hang on.
Wow. Hang on,
there's a Pringle gate. Is that what you're telling us?
We're copping a bunch. phrase.
Man, I can't concentrate. I'm trying to get my head around Coke
Zero. The whole day's gone crazy.
And now you've just introduced Pringles.
I never have Pringles because I see them in the hotel room. They cost about $80.
Okay.
So I never open
Andy,
them.
Andy, now I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes, mate.
Because I did this once, and I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. You don't have a flatmate who might be nibbling around the outside of those Pringles and putting them back in because he knows he's not allowed to have them.
Really?
Yeah, probably. No, mate, I have my stash. And I pop the teal, and mate, they're bloody tiny.
Andy, we're going to investigate this.
It's a dark guy.
Pringlegate is on the go.
We'll get the bottom of that.
It's just bad, mate. It's just
we'll get your prize, Andy. Right.
You got a $100 fuel voucher coming your way, Andy. Thanks for calling Kennedy Moore.
Get some Pringles at the servo.
Use it towards that as well.
All right. Black armband day. Big
time.
My head's about to explode. Well,
that's a bit weird today. Things have gone a bit crazy.
Well, you've got to go where the news is, and we are going to follow it.
Well, you know, look, we're all a bit uptight today. I did not have butter in the house.
Bad parenting.
Kids are coming home from school. They need butter on their toast. I've let them down.
You lost it.
Yeah. I was telling Kate Lanbrook, actually, I ran into her in the corridor.
The building. Surprised I didn't while I was trying to get into this radio station.
She said she had no butter too. Oh, and she said, Janie, I'll go to the supermarket. She got me some butter. Thanks,
Kate.
Did
she? That's a good friend.
Good on you,
and
Kate.
And a better mother. And I was upset because there's no Coke Zero. You've gone out in sympathy.
I have gone
somehow
out in sympathy.
Somehow it morphed into...
Well, there's Pringles. There's an issue with Pringles.
Pringles has come up, and now our audience won't leave it alone. Christian's on the line. Christian, what's your beef with Pringles?
Hey, Jane and Mickey.
Hey.
You're good.
Mate, backing up the Andy's sentiments with the not only are they smaller, but they only fill the tube up halfway, so you can't even get your frigging hand into the top of the tube to reach the top chip, let alone the last one.
You can't get your hand
to
reach the top chip.
Because they should have been up the top, and so you just peel, have to go down about... half an inch.
You've got to be able to reach the top chip.
Correct.
You're right, Christian. We have unearthed something astonishing here. We might need to get Mr. or Mrs. Pringles CEO on the line.
Pringles.
Thanks, Christian.
See the Pringles in court.
Daryl.
Watch themselves.
Have you investigated this whole Pringles situation?
Look, I have. And, you know with a Pringle, they don't make them out of potatoes. It's not like they get all...
Steady on here.
Wait.
Are we on delay?
We
could get sued here. What do you mean they don't make them out of potatoes?
No, you'd get a potato and they slice, like the right size, they slice them all, not same size, they put them in the packet. No, that's not how it's done at all. It's actually a paste and they use dried potato powder. Fill it full of...
you take that back.
Like that Deb. Like that fake Deb. Potato
yeah,
Deb.
I remember that.
Yeah, and it's like Deb potato. I'll,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And the white flakes.
With a bit of flavour.
Like a McDonald's egg.
Yes.
Daryl, what are you saying?
You're freaking me out. What's going on?
No, honestly, honest to God, I've seen a BMA. They squirt it into a mould. And then they bake it or cook it or whatever, and it pops out, and then that's why they're all the same size, and they just slip them straight into the tube.
Gee, they taste good, though.
Okay, firstly, I just want to apologise for any kids out there listening to this today.
It's too many shocks.
Some of this stuff is... hard
too
to
distressing.
Take.
Thank you, Daryl, for explaining
that. Hang on a second. I'm upset. Are you telling me Pringles
still
have been...
still got potato base of some degree.
Somehow they'd artfully cut...
Oh, you think somebody's cutting the potato that shape?
In my mind, down the Pringle
so uniform.
Factory, there was a guy, the guy with the diamond thing in his eye with lasering onto Pringles as they came by, one by one.
Well,
and you're telling me.
You stick with that image.
I'm so upset. All right, Alan.
How you going, Mick?
Oh, good. Alan, what's wrong with you?
Mate, devastated. Are you sitting down?
Yeah, well, yes, I am.
Mate, it's a conspiracy against us. Twisties? Have you noticed? What's the first thing you used to notice when you had a big bag of Twisties?
Well, it'd be all sizes of Twisties. You get some of those tiny little ones, your standard size, and a couple of monsters.
Yeah, but the big fat ones are always the best.
All right, well, like so many things in life.
How many times... have you opened the bag and there's no fat ones?
There's no fat Twisties. Now, you know what?
Well, have you
now
noticed
you mentioned
this?
That. Well,
politically correctness has gone wrong. They've knocked off the fat Twisties and now they're all skinny.
Are you saying there's been a campaign against plus-size Twisties?
I'm guessing that's what they're saying. That's what's happening.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
That's
that, can someone... I'll go do my investigation. There happens to be three packets of Twisties on my desk. Go and get my Twisties, please.
You've already wolfed a few. We should we should get some Pringles, too,
get
just to do a bit of an investigation, I think.
Just say we're hard at it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we might need to get some of this, too. Rhonda?
Yeah, Yes. Hello. How are you?
Good. Thanks. You've got an issue with chocolate coated licorice. Is that correct?
Definitely. Not just the Pringles. The Coles chocolate coated licorice used to be a favourite. Now the only thing that's licorice is the word on the packet. They are just.
What do you mean?
Hang on.
They're like. You couldn't even call them chocolate-coated kangaroo poo because poo would have more flavour.
Hold on, Rhonda. No. Hey, walk
Rhonda's
that back.
Upset. Rhonda.
Walk it back, Rhonda. Can I just say, what's the chocolate coating, what's it reveal? Nothing.
A little black gelatinous blob of mucus.
Jeez, you've really gone hard here.
Rhonda.
What are you going to do about it? Have you changed treats?
I walked out of Coles and I walked into Aldi. And now I have to buy Aldi brand. Not quite as good, but anybody who's into the Coles chocolate, swap to Aldi. That's all I can say.
All right. Rhonda, roll over it. All right, let's go. Langers, what's happening?
Mickey boy, girls, how are you?
Good, Langers,
what's up?
What do you got for us, mate?
You know what? They're pulling the wool over your eyes at Woolies too.
Why?
What's going on?
You go in there, you're looking for Pringles.
Yep.
There's three shelves. Pringles, they're up the back on the top shelf.
Why?
In the middle shelf, home brand. Oh. On the bottom shelf, Pringles! There's Pringles!
Hang on a second.
Well, they're called Pringles.
Pringles?
Pringles!
Oh, no. What's a Pringle?
Is that legal?
No, mate.
We're not going. No one's going to eat no Pringles,
are
they?
Hey, Langers, take that back. Where have you seen a Pringle? All right.
I can't unsee it, Mick.
Oh, you can't unsee it. Give Langers a prize.
Yeah, prize back
great.
To
all right, settle down, everyone.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, someone here, go downstairs, get me a packet of Pringles, a packet of Pringles, some chocolate-coated licorice, and eight packets of Twisties.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Social media going off. Twitter's gone berserk. Man. You can call through with your thoughts on what you're missing.
I'm hearing
how they're duping us at the aisles.
I'm hearing words like polywaffles, Chiquitos,
Milo bars
coming up. We'll get to them eventually.
We are.
So keep it in. Maintain the rage. Mm. In the meantime, though, Jane, you want to digress for a minute?
I do because I'm doing a bit of a move.
So talk us through this. And now I know you've been building up to this. Moving house temporarily.
Just doing a bit of a move. And what happens is, and a lot of people relate to this, is that it's something you just keep putting off when you've got to attack rooms in a house because you accumulate a lot of crap. And I can't wait to get rid of.
You mean packing up?
Packing up,
getting ready,
and then
moving all the stuff.
But as you do that, you do a big clean up because I'm a bit of a hoarder, right?
Sure.
And there's lots of books that are out at the moment, and they talk about when you clean up and you get rid of a lot of your crap.
So you're reading about moving rather than. To put the actual moving off.
I am, and they suggest there's lots of tips. You know, Oprah Winfrey used to have these people on.
Like what?
Well, like only attack a corner of a room at a time. Only do it for about 30 minutes.
Right.
And then move on. And then go back to it the next day. Mm. Don't try and do it all at once or you'll end up in tears like
Start with your Fritzl-style dungeon and then work your way through the house.
So today I attacked the laundry.
How'd you go?
Well, it just... Why is it so hard to let go of towels and linen? Why can't I throw that out? I found towels I reckon that I've had since 1987.
Wow.
What do I think I need them for? If there's flooding.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when you put all the towels on the ground.
Watch the dog.
Some of you go, why have I got so many frayed towels and linen? Anyway, gone.
What did you do?
No, it's not even good enough to go, I've decided.
Get them down to forensic?
To get them to forensic. They're gone.
Oh, okay. In the bin.
Yeah. And so,
that's a good move for you. So you've thrown something out.
It's very cathartic. The next step is, of course, you need removalists.
Okay. So look at this. Can I just give you my position to you straight away. I know nothing about what you're talking about because the thing I hate most in the world is moving house.
Yep.
So I've made sure the last three times I've moved house, I've been interstate.
You're not even there.
So when I come back, it's just magically happened.
That's brilliant.
I employ someone to do it.
Yep.
Someone I know oversees it. And I just come back when it's all done like it's magic.
Now, imagine that cost quite a lot. But you don't remember.
I wouldn't know. I'll hand over one of those giant novelty checks.
Then do you know the country's top tradies have just been announced?
And?
Removalist number
is
one.
Is it?
Number
Removalist
one.
Are number one tradie earning.
Jeez.
Wow. Yes. And I'll tell you why. Because you hate doing that
it's
job.
It's the worst job in the world.
And you'll pay anyone else to do it.
Well, look, people who are removalists obviously think it's a good job. Mm. Hourly rate in New South Wales from a removalist is about $95 an hour.
Jeez.
How many hours are you looking at? What are you?
It's hours. It could be two
all
days
right.
sometimes
right,
to
settle
move.
Down.
I'm being enthusiastic. I'm not having a go at you.
Well, that's interesting.
A removalist in South Australia, the same, about $95. They are high
top
above everyone. Top of the
tradies.
Looks like next tradie, which doesn't surprise me because we always seem to have a plumber at our house. That's number two.
Again, jobs you don't like doing. Yeah. This will go in order of stuff that you don't want to do that
that's
you want someone else
isn't it?
To do. Is there a trade for driving your mates to an airport? Because yes.
Or what about taking the bins out? Oh, what I know, the worst job in the world. Changing the rubbish bin inside the house.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Changing the bag. In the do you do that?
It's tense.
Do you ever do it?
Well, I do if I have to, but I have a ritual. I make sure all the front door's already opened. I'm tying up the bag. I'm checking for bin juice.
Oh.
And I'm off.
Yeah.
Bin juice. Bang. But I mean, no one ever does it in our house except for the grown-ups. And I just, you know, you see people shoving as much as they can into bins. But that's very interesting. So number three is...
Removalists. What is this? Oh, there's your white gloves removalists. Remember them? They come around and they pack everything
they do.
As well.
You got to love those.
So you got to pack it.
Yeah, that's
and
what
remove it and set it up. What about setting it up? Get it set up.
Yeah, people do that. Right. People do that. Someone's saying, we got Rob. I want to take him now. I've just got Rob on the line. Can we have a chat to Rob?
There's Rob.
Rob, what are you saying about removalists and their...
Hi, Mick.
Hi, guys.
Jane, I just thought I'd clarify something, that a furniture removalist isn't actually a trade.
Whoa!
Ooh, okay. Bang. Well, that's controversial.
Well, that's what it says in the paper today.
But unless they've done a four-year apprenticeship...
So there's no apprenticeship to removal. You don't have to go through.
You just need muscles.
Yeah.
You just need to be able to break something valuable on route from A to B.
Well, that's actually very interesting, Rob, because I was thinking, you know, like plumbing, it's not a job that you just can do without knowing what you're doing.
That's a trade.
That's what I mean. Being a sparky's a trade. Right. You can't just do that or
a
builder.
What do you say? So now you're running down removalists.
Yeah,
you're saying
be.
They're overpaid and they're underqualified.
Well,
yeah, good luck getting you. who's moving?
Well, being
around?
A tradie myself.
Who's just tradie Jane?
Tradie Janey might be getting a backup a bit about
Janey.
This.
Is she in the removals business?
Yeah, she's done plenty of furnishing removally and moving around a house for good feng shui.
This is your ad. No. I think I've got a better. I think I've got a good theme music for the ad for tradie Janey.
Have you?
So remember, you're kind of like Lara Croft.
Yeah.
You've got a really hot rig in the ad anyway.
Thanks for that.
So you've got a hot rig, you've got short, shorty shorts.
Not too short.
Shorty shorts, you've got a tool belt on, and the ad comes on.
Okay. She's my
cherry pie. Hi, you need a removalist? Call Tradie Janey. She's hot.
Yowza.
Quite like that.
Can we?
Not sure that got done well with the family. That could be my secret job.
You know, you don't have to do an apprenticeship. You can just...
I like that.
All right, we're getting somewhere.
Okay.
I like it.
Trading.
Oh, well,
Janey.
Well done to removalists.
Yes,
you're on top of the tree.
Well done.
Indeed. Big day today. We have been run off our feet with angry listeners about downsizing things.
Changes of recipes.
Moving off the shelves.
Start off with Coke Zero.
Zero.
Morphed into Pringles.
Prangles.
I'm having one right now, a Prangle.
Oh, yeah?
Not happy.
Really?
No good?
No, not good.
The licorice. Who got a Rhonda?
Oh, yeah, Rhonda.
Rhonda hauled off at the double-coated, is it?
Yeah.
The licorice bullets.
No good.
She might be onto something.
Right. She might be onto something. Sergio Paradise says the polywaffle. Where's that gone? Why is that all for sure?
Polywaffle.
Yeah. Ed Womble says Tab. Remember that?
Tab cola.
It's a beautiful drink.
Tab cola.
For beautiful people.
Export cola, I loved.
Yeah.
Nasty cola, that was a good cola.
Yeah, no, that's no good. What else have we got here?
Jasper Bag says, musk soft drink called Candy with a K.
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember that drink either.
What you're talking
Everyone's
about,
having
mate.
A bit of a chuckle about things. Oh, Bobbo the Clown says, it gets worse. I just sucked all the chocolate off a pack of pineapple lumps and not one piece of pineapple in there.
Mate, it's a cruel world out there.
Simone Russell, you think clinkers are gone? Incorrect. No. I bought some clinkers the other day. Alan's clinkers still around.
They're only in two colours though now, aren't they? They've only got the kind of pink and the yellow. They used to be the whole rainbow.
There's a few greens pop up.
I'm not happy about it. Can you still get a wagon wheel?
Yes,
they're
you can.
Smaller, though.
They're smaller.
Yeah.
We've got a caller on the line.
A golden ruffy.
Oh, you can still get those.
Yay.
One of our callers has a complaint about an iconic Australian suite.
Luke.
Hello, Luke.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Luke.
What happened?
So this is actually going back a few years. This is about the most traumatic day of my young life.
Sure. Yeah.
So probably going back 15 years or so, if I was six. I used to love a Fred. I still do. But there was one day Mum came home from doing the shopping. I opened the Freddos and they were smaller. They were a lot smaller as well. And I honestly, it took me years to get over this. It took me 5-6 years to get over this.
Did you need therapy, Luke?
Luke, you got to let it go, mate.
I don't think I can, Mick.
Luke, would you like to stay on the line while we get one of our
counsellors
to talk you through this?
I'd very much appreciate that. Thank you.
What kind of Freddo were you after, mate? I personally liked the white chocolate Freddos.
Just a classic Freddo.
Didn't care for the cream-filled Freddos.
Nor did I.
Reminded me too much of a caramello koala.
Which, can't beat a classic Freddo.
Luke, we're sorry for your pain. And we hope that we can...
Harden up, Luke. You need to harden up.
Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it promises to be massive. Take my word for it if no one else is. Coming up, harden up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to tell people to harden up.
You've done that the last hour. I've been listening on the way in here. Sorry, I've jumped in before being here.
The voice of Andy Lee, by the way. We'll get to him in a minute. It's been a bit rough, hasn't it?
You've spent 60 minutes telling people to harden up, and then you tell everybody, we've got a segment called Harden Up.
You want to strap yourself in.
We're in one of those moods today,
We're doubling down, Andy. We're Just doubling down. Here we go. Get involved.
I've got some news, tech news. I've got some good information there.
Not your strong suit, but we'll go with it.
I beg your pardon.
I know my way
around
that.
Totally my strong suit.
I should be doing that. I will make a presentation to our very special guest. After this, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's welcome him to the microphone, the great Andy Lee.
Yeah. Well done, guys.
Hello, Andy.
Once again, Dave does not queue up applause. I beg your pardon.
You don't want fake applause.
I'd love any type.
Any kind.
You know, I went and saw a stand-up comedian. I won't name them because maybe it's a bit unfair. But Hamish and I, when we were just very impressionable and we were in a cast, our first TV show in a cast with a stand-up guy who was in part of the cast. He said, can you come and see my show? And we went there and we're watching him. We're like, okay, we'll take some notes here. And it wasn't going well for him, the gig.
Oh, right. How awful.
He hadn't had any laughs. And he just stops and goes, can I have a round of applause? And the whole crowd looked at him. And he went, no, seriously. I think it would get me up. It would make me feel a bit better. Can I have a round of applause? So people just started doing this. And he's like, great, thank you.
The Sheffield Shield clap. The real kind of, all right.
That's it. That was fun.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
That's brought back memories.
Well, we don't need to do that with you because you know that you're well loved, especially on this show, in this country.
Superstar
of
radio.
Actually, I feel a little bit more vulnerable. I mean, I'm a listener of this show, avid listener, and I was listening yesterday.
Now, let me sort this out. And let me apologise straight off the bat for certain things Jane Kennedy said.
I beg your
pardon. On this program yesterday about you
and Andy's just said he's a listener.
Now, there was a big article, an expansive article that dropped us all in it. Apparently, we all have fake Twitter followers. Now, you guys came in for some...
a lot of followers. We've got none, by the way.
We've got three. How many have we got?
3,000.
3,000. We've got 3,000.
It's pretty bad, isn't it?
This happens every kind of 5 years. They bots build up in people's social media following.
Yeah. Mick, you know what a bot is, don't you?
I know what a bot.
These are fake...
It's not a bot.
Exactly.
It's a bot.
How does it work? Tell me how it works. Honestly, explain to us how it works out there for the people.
Well, you can buy them. Hamish and I haven't bought them. But the ones you buy need to be following people. Otherwise, they don't look real. So there are big companies overseas, a lot of them operating out of India, that make up fake people.
But are they real people or there's no?
No, they actually have these big call centers of people that do sit there and just go through and upload and update all these things. They call them bots. So what they did, and because Hamish and I did have a strong following, they follow people like the Kardashians and people that...
Who have lots of followers.
So we're likely to have a lot of bots. Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, they lost...
And what's the advantage?
She lost 2.3 million.
Yeah. She lost
2.3 million.
And what do they get out of it?
Well, they get nothing out of it, but all they get out of it is that it makes them look like real people.
Like a real person.
They're actually following things.
So we had 66 fake followers of our 3,000. Okay. We've contacted them all.
Nick was really pissed off because there was a hot chick, and he thought...
Carol.
Yeah. I've been sending a dick pic. And all of a sudden, there's nothing.
Yes, well, I heard this. I mean, I'm sure if you've got it.
Yeah,
I heard this.
This is going to upset you because it's upset me.
Fire away.
Well, our good friends, Hamish and Andy.
No.
They have 500,000 fake followers, Mick.
Wow. Do you know what?
505,824, making it only 63% thumbs up score.
Can I say something?
What?
I knew this. I never trusted those two. Did you know there was always something about those two?
I'm really devastated. I looked up to those boys.
Was it Hamish's beady little eyes? I don't know. Was it Andy? It's something about Andy. You know what he reminds me of? He's the type of guy who's probably going to, I don't know, wear fake medals during an Anzac Day parade. Is it just me? Because those guys are always, you got that dodgy, I'm up to something.
Do you know what? They're both too tall.
Do you know what?
That's
the
problem.
If Andy ever gets cancer, check it.
Hey,
that is low.
You're not going down that track.
He's not that kind of guy.
He's got the Bell Gibsons. He's got a touch of the Bell.
You think he's got a touch of that? Anyway, that's enough.
I want to jump in.
What?
Listening to that yesterday, I've never wanted cancer in my life. But I wanted it for that moment. I would have loved to have just come straight in here
today
and go, Mick, thank you.
Here's my doctor's
certificate. Here's my doctor's certificate. This is what's
that
happening.
That was pretty rough in hearing that back. Mick,
you
are disgraceful.
You encouraged me all the way.
I apologise, Annie, on behalf of my colleague.
I love the balance here. You know, I'm wearing fake medals, dishonouring vets. You know, I'm lying about cancer. Jane goes, they're a bit too tall, aren't they? Oh, don't sling that kind of mud. Oh, jeez. Hit us where it hurts.
I was trying not
you
to
are
think
terrible.
Of I was struggling to think of
a
something.
A joke's a joke, Jane,
you.
But you take it too far.
Yes,
is what I would like to say.
Surely she's been pulled in by the GM, I'd imagine. Please explain.
Don't you worry about
HR.
That. Can you hang about? You're a good man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't suck up
Mate,
now.
I've always said,
you're
ridiculous. I've always been in Andy's corner. Hamish, not so much. I'm not a huge fan.
A new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Andy Lee's here as well.
Oh,
and by the way, mate, that the applause, that's too much, mate. I don't need that.
Hamish and Andy's podcast, now available on Podcast One or wherever you get
now,
your good podcasts.
This is, you've just had a record. Have you had your biggest audience ever or something?
Yeah, this week we had 950,000 downloads.
Jeez,
this week.
Man.
That's insane.
Wow.
949 of them are my mum. You can't get the internet
home. And they're real listeners too,
yeah,
by
exactly,
the way.
Apparently.
Well, that's fantastic. You're on chart to crack a mill. That's got to be a rare thing in the world of podcasts.
Well, it's very competitive, isn't it, this podcast?
Yeah, it means, I mean, the good news for Haim and I is you go and make these things and then you put them up.
Yeah.
And often we walk away going, I think we made today just for us because I'm not sure how relevant this is.
And was
is.
There a reason why this one was bigger? Did you do something special? I know you guys are always up to something.
I don't know why this one may have been, but it was a lot of people have friends that are called the D-Train. Do you have a friend of yours called the D-Train?
No.
Well, like, I've got a D-Train.
You got a D-Train?
Really?
Yeah.
I do and I don't know it.
And
maybe I am the D-Train.
And so we put a call out and said, all D-Trains, let's meet at the Railway Hotel.
What is it?
It's just a nickname.
A nickname for
guys.
It's like a common nickname.
You know,
the Juice or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if you had a Dave or a Dunklin with a D-Train, and we said we'll have the ultimate D-Train off.
And how many turned up?
Three. But it was great. We put them through their paces to who had the chance to be the ultimate D-Train.
That's why the podcast is flying now. We've got some business to transact. You,
yeah,
when I was
still waiting,
getting the Mitcoins out and about, gave me... What did the club do me?
I gave
the twist face.
Tailor-made twist face. There was only one or two in the country. I gave you this brand new golf club.
You did,
and you gave me nothing.
Well, here it is, your Mitcoin. There it is. Look at that.
Oh, well done.
Oh. Just
look at that.
Just the one?
Let's not get greedy.
You presented it on a dish like
it's a cloche. Beg your pardon.
Yeah, a cloche.
Yes.
Like out of MasterChef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in a box.
But if I'm Callum Burris here, I would have done my little nose scrunch up and gone, Mick.
Oh, I think I know why.
was meant to be two coins. You've only made one. You've only prepared one.
That's here's one I prepared earlier. No, mate. My memory.
Do we have... Can anyone look... Producers, can you trawl...
Have we got that audio?
Have you got audio of...
Don't do it, Dave.
I'm going to do it.
Dave. Okay, Dave.
Have a listen to this.
What can you offer me? What do you have, a service or a good that you can offer me that might be worth that Bitcoin?
I got sent about a week ago.
Yes.
The new Twist Face tailor-made driver.
This
is the one that Bud's using. This one's come straight from America. There's not many in the country, and I've got one, Mick.
Well, that's a Bitcoin?
I would do it for two Bitcoins.
You are mad.
Sold! Two Bitcoins! Bang!
Oh, dear.
There's a bit we cut out where I went back to one coin.
Right.
Oh, the new Donald Trump. I actually meant one.
But can I have the other one? But can I just give you one?
I don't think this is how the whole transaction thing works, Mick. Come on.
No, because there's a guy down at the Prince Wine Room who's offered me a whole heap of well-priced Burgundy if I give him a Bitcoin, and I'm all out.
Well, bad luck. You're done. You're cool.
I got yours back.
What's his name?
What?
Oh, I can't remember.
And his contact details? Because I wouldn't mind the Burgundy here. Hey. Now, would you like me to go halves with you on the
you
wine,
are terrible.
James?
Yeah, if you did that,
I would, Andy.
And so I do require the other Bitcoin.
Oh, my God. You are
And James
evil.
And I would like to fill out.
You are evil.
Thank you.
That's the most sinister thing I've ever seen.
I've
given you the information and now you've just
See, I was
going
to cry before. I was having a bad day and Andy's made it all better.
There you go.
All right. Now, what have you been up to?
Mick, I've got something for you that I think will spike your interest.
What is it?
Jane as well. But on Friday last week, went down to my coastal property, my place, not quite as far around the coast as the Maguires, et cetera. It's like in the slightly cheaper area of town.
Slightly inland.
Slightly inland. Yeah. Water glimpses.
That's right.
You don't get water views.
If you squint.
But there is a spa there.
Yes, I've seen it.
You've been there.
We
tried to coach you in the spa one time.
Paint the picture for me. Is it a spa on a deck or is it inside or where is it?
It's on a magnificent deck, as you would imagine. He's done it well. It's beautiful.
And after the Porti Polo, we went all back there. It was everyone's invited. Mick came.
I refused to get – everyone got in drunk and I refused. I was like the drunk uncle. It was all these kids floating around.
You refused to get in. I'm surprised.
He was like the only one in the Cleo Bachelor of the Year kind of poster that left his shirt on. And you know why. I can't possibly get in there. There's no room. All right, Mick. Anywho.
I wasn't falling for that one. And then, by the way, I tried to big note myself by telling you I'd done some cliff diving. So, mate, I've done some cliff diving. Where? Because you'd just done it off a bridge in Italy.
We'd just gone off 25 metres height. This bridge in Mostar and Bosnia.
Wow.
And you're telling,
that's nothing, mate. I've done the grill.
We know this, don't we, Dave?
We've heard this. Anyway, he's gone and Googled it up. It's not as high.
Mate, it was half the height.
You two are so competitive. It's driving me nuts.
Right. He's gone off about 11 metres. People at the aquatic centre could do what he did. Anyway.
What's the thing with your spa? What's going on?
I was sitting there and I invited a couple of Carlton supporters down.
Oh, yeah.
And we were going to go, let's have a night. We can't go to the games anymore. It's too depressing. Let's sit in the spa. We watch. And it was equally as depressing in the spa. But we turned on to the Wimbledon. And we said, all right, guys, let's keep drinking, but we'll go to bed as soon as this match finishes.
Oh, jeez.
So you're in the spa.
In the spa.
Watching the telly.
It was the Anderson-Eisner match. The game went for 6 hours and 40 minutes.
And no one's getting out of the spa.
We didn't get out.
No.
We sat and we watched and we had a few drinks and took us to 5:30 in the morning having got in the spa.
Is all the steam coming up at this stage? A bit frosty?
Having got in the spa at 9 p.m. the previous day.
No, that's nuts.
It's an 8.5 hour spa.
How many people were in the spa?
There was five of us. So much evaporation that the water levels had dropped so low that we were just really low in our seats, just keeping our heads
above.
When
you boil the pan dry.
That's exactly it. So we're withered. But
Tell me there were toilet breaks in there.
We're jumping out for toilets.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask, though, is it 1-3-3-5-3?
It is.
Have you had a longer spa? I contest that no one has.
Eight and a half hours. Were you wrinkled up? You must have been completely.
Exactly. Yeah, we went straight down to the pokies and tried to pick up the 85-year-olds.
Give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3. If you have done a longer Spa.
I bet we're going to get no calls, and we'll come back after this.
No,
and I'll be anointed king of the spa. We'll see.
Don't worry. Let's do it.
Andy Lee is with us, by the way. True Story Series 2 coming soon to Nine and Nine Now. Rob Sitch is going to be in Episode 1, friend of the show, so looking forward to seeing that.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Yeah, good guy.
We are leading out strong. He's actually, I think he's one of the first people you see, besides Hamish and myself.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Because I remember when the going was tough and the whips were cracking back in Series 1 and you needed to pull on the big guns.
Yeah.
There was only a couple of us who were...
That was you were referring to.
Jamie, why wouldn't it be?
And the good ones we invited back.
There you go.
Oh, you're so mean. Give me that McQueen back. Here we go. Cindy. Now, here we go. We're talking about
spa. How long were you
in the spa?
Eight and a half hours.
With five blokes?
Five blokes.
Wow. That's, let's go. Cindy,
it's kind of creepy, but that's okay.
You spent a bit of time in a grueling spa session. How long were you in there for?
10 hours.
Oh, she's beaten me.
Tell me you went in there with five guys.
No, just a girlfriend. We go away once a year.
Yep.
And a prerequisite is that the place we stay has to have a spa.
Yes.
And that's pretty much all we do is just sit in the spa.
Cindy, talk me through the whole ritualistic situation that goes on here.
How
do you get the drinks? Do you have to get out or do you have them in an esky or an ice bucket nearby?
Esky, of course.
What are you drinking? What's your drink of choice?
Beer, generally.
So, beer? Yeah. Okay, so Cindy, what time are you getting in?
I'd kill to be in that spa. Two girls, some beer.
Cindy
sounds good.
Cindy, can you add Mick to the next girls trip? Is that an option?
Wow.
She's just laughed it off. She doesn't.
Yeah, no answer there.
We'll take that as a no. Hey, Cindy, what time of the day are you getting in?
I think last time I got in about 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. So you see yourself through to just after midnight.
Pretty much.
Okay, beautiful. And what's the decision when it comes time to leave?
Is it,
are we done here? Yeah. How do you know when it's time?
Oh, we don't actually. Yeah, it's just a mutual decision. But I'm sorry to say we don't have bathroom breaks.
Wait, jeez.
Holy man.
Okay.
Well, Mick, you still want to be invited?
Yeah. Kind of changing my tune a bit on the on the girls' trip.
Thank you, Cindy, for the call.
Donald Trump might want to jump in.
Okay. Oh, well, I suppose it bubbles away at some stage.
All right, there you go.
Jake.
Gosh, I hope
over to you, Jake.
An Airbnb or something.
Hey, there seems to be a war patch in the spa.
Yuck.
How do you
Jake,
do that?
Tell us you take breaks when you're in a spa.
I don't take breaks.
Jesus, Jake. Okay, how long were you in there for, mate?
I was on Saturday night after Richmond's loss, and I was in there for 13 and a half hours.
Oh, gee, that's almost time for a number two. You're not taking breaks.
Well, people started waking up and coming out to the spa to see that four of us were still in the spa from the night before.
Now, are you in a hotel? Are you in a public spa? Is this a backroom private spa?
Was one of our friends' houses in Pakenham, and it seats 22 people.
Oh, packing them in.
Is this a licensed venue? What's happening here?
I'm learning so much today, honestly. This is fascinating.
13 and a half hours. I doubt we'll beat that. Dan's on the line. Dan, what's going on?
Ahoy, Andy.
Ahoy, mate.
Happy birthday, Andy.
No need.
Oh, so your birthday today?
No. Long story. Press play.
How long could it be?
Okay. Hamish... I don't celebrate birthdays.
Hamish has set you up.
So Hamish encourages anyone that interacts with me in life to say happy birthday.
Regardless of whether it's your birthday or not.
And so
every
day of the year.
Yes, people say happy birthday.
Everywhere I go, people say happy birthday.
Can I tell you, I've got a really annoying mate, right? And he always does me. Yeah. And I always think, because I forget what he's up to, but we'll be going to a restaurant. Let's say it's the flower drink. Right, you're having dinner. And then all of a sudden, I'll see 10 people coming out of the kitchen going, happy birthday. I go, oh, my God, he's done it. And they come over
and
they sit there and they do the full presentation.
Oh,
the whole restaurant sings happy birthday. It's not my birthday.
Well, I know.
He does this five times
a
year.
That's funny.
I know my close friends from the acquaintances because people hear, like, people saying happy birthday on the radio or and then they'll text me. I got one from Husey just 2 days ago. My birthday's in May. Hey, happy birthday.
First, I was looking and going, is it your birthday?
All right, Dan, sorry about
that. Sorry,
Dan. We digress.
Oh, that's all right. We'll get back to the story.
No worries.
We're on sort of recreational leave in Estonia, and the whole hotel was built around a spa.
Mm-hmm.
And in a spa, you didn't actually have to exchange money. It was a swim-up spa. You had like a wristband, so whenever you went to buy a drink, you sort of just swipe your wristband.
Yes.
And we were in there for about 11 hours, and there was three of us. And we sort of had like a little sort of thing between ourselves, like if there was no toilet breaks, obviously. Yeah. You put your hands on your head, and it would indicate that to the other two people that knew you.
But why do you need to let them know you're peeing?
It's a little funny joke.
Oh.
And there was other people in the spa.
Keon, how old were you when you did this? 7?
Jane, you just don't get it.
I don't get boys. I don't know what.
Oh, mind you, I'd like to see you in the spa with Cindy.
I reckon I'd get up and go to the toilet, that's for sure.
So, Jake, 11 hours.
One other female in the spa, and I didn't see her get out in the whole 10 on 11.
Oh, right. You dobbed her in. Well, Dan, you have beaten Andy's record.
Yeah, I hand my soggy
crown
to you.
You were close. You were close, Andy.
You need to get back in that spa and wrinkle up.
Harden up.
I wasn't anywhere near it. I've rocked up thinking I might win the 100-metre sprint, and I looked like Eddie the Eel that barely made it 50 metres.
Not with our Triple M listeners, that's for sure.
Thank you for coming in, and the podcast. We've got to get you over a mil. We want to. I'd like to see that. I'd like a million listeners
to
your
podcast. Just do it for
1 week.
Get us over, and then just bugger it off.
Sounds all good. Right. Thanks, Andy.
Andy's podcast now available on Podcast One or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
I think it's time for a bit of this.
Yeah. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Jane's tech support.
Okay, I've got a bit of news, and people are doing things that are really bugging me at the moment. You know what I don't? You know I'm a texter. No, I get a bit bugged, don't I? I text. That's what I do. I don't want to put myself above everybody else's time, but I'm a busy woman, and I would love to just chew the fat on the phone, have a big long conversation with people, but I don't have time.
Right.
So sometimes I might text a tradie, and a tradie calls me back. I go, okay, dude, that's cool, but maybe you just want to text me back next time. There's a new trend that's happening now that's even more annoying.
Than what?
Then
texting.
Calling me back when I text them.
Okay, all right.
Because obviously I'm on the go and I can't sit still
very busy.
And have
you're on the go. You can't,
chat. I'm on
no
the go.
Time to pick up the butter.
Correct.
Yeah, that's how busy you are.
I'm doing the laundry. I'm throwing out towels.
Exactly.
So,
woman of action, you are.
This is a new thing that people are doing, and people have started to do it to me too.
Right.
Instead of texting back, they're pressing the microphone icon and they are recording a message.
Yeah.
So you receive it as a bit of, you know, those wobbly bits that look like voice message.
Right.
And so you've got to play it back. So you've got to be in an environment where you can actually press and hear it. And then what? Do they expect you to do the same thing?
I send a lot of those.
No, you don't.
All by accident.
I know, because I get some of them. But I was trying to explain to you. You want to know how.
What is it?
You weren't.
How do you do it? But how do you know who then to send? How
I'm
do you
sorry, because I look. Listen, I'll send you one. I recorded this in the office, and this is what.
Oh, do you want me to?
See, you've got to see if it's going to come up on your phone. Play it back.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, play it back now.
Well, hang on a second.
Hi, Mick. This is Jane Kennedy sending you a stupid text audio message. This is what it sounds like. Bye.
Thank you, Dave, for beeping that too.
Like well, you're slightly more interested than you normally do.
No, see what I mean? So see, it's an icon. You've got to press play. For God's sakes. Well, that's it. That's the end of that story because I'm getting no reaction from you at all.
Stop
pressing your phone.
What you're doing today.
I've given you the message. You've heard it.
No, but I went to get my phone and play the message and now I'm just reading all my other messages.
Oh, well, that's just ridiculous and disrespectful to Tech Talk.
Yeah, but I forgot I was on radio.
Oh, yeah, this will be. What about
it's
the word?
Disrespectful to Tech Talk. Can you
very, very important segment.
What about
Mate,
this?
I don't think so.
This will get your attention.
This will be the last Tech Talk.
No, it will not be. Straddling. Now I've got your attention. It's the new celebrity Instagram trend. Everybody is copying. Of course, it started with a Kardashian. You know what the straddling pose looks like? Here I have a picture
I'm all in favour of this.
Okay, straddling is when you kneel on the ground and you put your legs back and you sit up and put your boobs out. And it gives the impression that you've got a much tighter tum-tum.
And the problem with this is...
No, I'm saying it's, again, another creepy phase that people are doing for Instagram.
I have to say I'm okay with it. I am okay with what you're showing me. What the hell is that? Give it to me.
Well, one girl.
Hey, send us some
straddles. One girl popped her hip while she was
straddling. You popped her hip?
Serves her bloody
right. You can hurt yourself straddling.
You can hurt yourself straddling.
Can we offer a prize? Send us your straddles.
No.
Kennedy Malloy.
No, we are not offering a prize for people sending straddling photos.
All shapes and sizes, happy to see them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't think so. We're very democratic in that department.
No, we're not democratic at all.
Not straddle. Getting much love out there in the office.
I don't want it.
If you can't straddle, then get out of the pool.
Next one, what about Barbie
I'm
feet?
I'm getting wound up by a producer.
Barbie feet? It's What's another Barbie one feet? They're doing on
Instagram.
Doesn't
sound like straddling.
You know how Barbie dolls have feet that aren't flat?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Barbie feet. Oh, you had sisters growing up. You said, know what a Barbie looks like. Barbie has feet that are really pointy all the time.
All right.
That is how girls now, because it's another flattering pose, they're pointing their toes up and doing a Barbie straddle.
You know what I think? What I wish had never gone out of vogue was women having to bind their feet. Like in ancient China. I just felt that making their feet slightly more petite. What happened to that?
Emojis. There's new emojis coming out too.
I'm getting wound up.
We are getting wound up. This is Tech Talk. This getting is wound up.
Tech Talk. Hang hey, on. Hustles for no one.
Hey, it's been World Emoji Day.
Can you go back to the spreading? What's it called?
Lettuce, mango, cupcake,
straddling.
Kangaroo, parrot and lobster. What? New emojis coming out all soon right. With the new iOS update. You know what an iOS update, isn't it?
Send us your straddles.
Please don't.
Send us your straddles. We don't.
Tech Talk officially over.
All right. Quite comprehensive too.
What is wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
Well, I've never seen anything like this. What? You've set up your own workstation now, which is pretty much, you've got monitors everywhere. You've got more monitors than Dangerous Dave.
Tech Talk.
Dave, look at this.
I've got to be, I've got to be in touch with
him. He actually has things to do.
Listen.
But you've three screens going
we used to be able to see each other, and now I'm over here in
well,
the corner.
Well, there's no mystery why I wanted to not see you.
Staring at the back.
You can see me.
Of all these, can we get someone in to take a picture of this? Yeah. This is the most antisocial thing I've ever seen.
We're talking. It's all about the voice. You don't have to see me. I certainly don't have to see you.
Yeah, well, maybe we should put a screen up or something.
No, I'm just trying to stay up to date with what's going on in the country.
There you go, Dave.
I'm up to date with what's going on.
Can you take one from here?
All right.
Yeah, all right.
There you go.
Stop preening yourself.
You know, I just did Tech Talk, which you shouted down. You weren't very enthusiastic about Tech Talk.
Push the button.
Do you want me to smile? Do you want me to look like I'm doing something?
It flipped.
This is really good radio. Hang on.
Mick's trying to take a photo.
Hang on.
This is my view. Yeah, put that
You've got it around the wrong way. You're taking a photo yourself.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, has he really? No, that's I'm just. Talk. I like to keep on top of everything that's going on in this country. But tomorrow.
What are you doing?
Tomorrow I'll be back to moving.
So we talked about this earlier. You're packing up. It's quite traumatic.
And you know what?
You've done your laundry.
I did the laundry today.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, when all the kids are at school, I'll do one of their rooms.
Now, do they know you're doing that?
No.
So it's like a ninja attack.
It is because there'll be things that I like, you know, cards that they've collected. You know, sometimes supermarkets put out, collect crazy wild animal cards.
You're going to throw out all their favourite things, aren't you?
Yep.
Wow.
They have not.
It's called
I know
a cull.
What,
you're going to cull.
It's a cull. It's for the best.
It's a ninja attack.
Too much stuff. We talked about waste yesterday.
All the hotels I've stayed in the world, my favourite is Chateau Marmont. In LA, because they are like ninjas. So that room can be like a crime scene. And you leave.
And surely has
you
been.
You leave for 5 minutes. You go, I just better go down and go to the ATM or something. And you come back 10 minutes later, and I guarantee you think, I'm in the wrong room.
Oh, really?
They have just come in.
Why can't I have one of those?
Like a pit stop, cleaned it up, got rid of the dead bodies, opened it. It's done.
I want one of those every single day of my life.
Not going to happen.
But why not?
You should start your own group, Tradie Janie's.
Yeah.
Is that on the
Tradie card? Janie.
I've got the ad for you. Here.
Have you?
I think we do.
Okay.
Don't we? Is this how I see it? Tradie Janie!
She's my terrifying. What kind of van do I have?
And you do some straddling. on the roof of a van.
Really?
In the ad.
Oh, in the ad, I'm straddling the roof of a
Charlie
hot van.
Charlie Pickering tomorrow, Clown of the Week, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.